You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here with the Prince of Investing. I'm your host, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Thank you guys for tuning, guys and girls for tuning in across the globe, however you may catch this. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. If you got questions, drop comments below or shoot us an email. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So we always hear about the stories of, you know, schools and having financial literacy in school, things that I wish I would have known, things I wish I'd known about investing. And you guys heard me talk about that a lot. So by me talking about that a lot, I brought a very, very special guest live here in the studio with us today to talk about just that. And also, it's some cool things that's going on right here locally in Denver. If you're in Denver, in Aurora, that's coming up on August 4th. Back to school, we're going to be talking about the back to school giveaway, giving away backpacks, all type of things for the community. We're going to be talking about financial literacy in the schools and all of the great stuff. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my very, very special guest. He's a prior school teacher, prior principal, and now he's the director of Aurora Public Schools, if I'm saying that correctly, community and schools. He's the director of this, and we was happy to partner with him and to be able to bring in financial literacy here in the local community in Aurora. Without further ado, let me introduce my guest, Mr. Brian Yates. How you doing today, sir?
Doing great, Prince. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So I know I kind of, hopefully I didn't jack that up too much, your introduction. For people out there that's tuning in, do you mind telling people about who you are?
Sure. I'm Brian Yates. I'm the director of school and community services in Aurora Public Schools. My job is nuts. So I oversee all discipline, all truancy and attendance, big partnerships, and we try and strategically put partnerships together for our students and community. We also do big events like the Back to School event, which is this year we expect over 20,000 people there at the Aurora Town Center Mall, 10 o'clock August 4th. We'll give away backpacks. Yep, that's just the worm on the hook, though. We hope to get all kinds of community and kids with their families in to meet their principals and school leaders inside the mall. And then outside, we have about 200 different community partners who will be there to just let people know what they do, who they are, and get people involved. So from the Aurora Rec Department to Aurora Community Center, doing a bike safety rodeo, to the Avalanche, we'll have a hockey shooting thing, and the Nuggets. Of course, all the special equipment from the first responders in Aurora will be there. And they'll be educating students about it, just making connections.
Wow. So that's a lot. And like you said, that is a pretty big thing to juggle. So with that being said, doing that here, you know, this is the 11th time, right? 11th annual?
11th year. Yep.
Okay.
It started at the football field at Aurora Central High School, just a couple of folding tables and giving out some backpacks. And now we give out, 4,200 is what we have to give out, but I went and picked up 100 more today from a partner who wanted to just donate them. Wow. We've got about 10 more partners who want to donate. If anybody else wants to donate, we're taking donations to get more backpacks.
Now, how can people get involved? You know, local community, people can get involved with whatever you're doing here locally in the community.
So if they want to partner with Aurora Schools, the best thing that they can do is contact our office or just go to our website, aurorak12.org/partner. And it'll kind of walk them through how to partner up. A lot of people just contact the schools directly. And the problem with that is that schools have a hard time saying no. You know, so we kind of coordinate where things go well and then help schools make a plan and then bring the partners in according to their plan.
Okay. So what made you crazy enough to partner with myself?
With you, that's a funny thing. So the night that you came to the board meeting, just because I don't know if you didn't know where to start or what, but you came to the board meeting.
I didn't know. I'm clueless. Yep. I'm Forrest Gump. I just pop up in places.
Yep. And you did a great job. You took initiative and you took a very public way of letting people know who you were. And I was there that night, and the superintendent nodded at me, and I was already reaching for my business card to come over and introduce myself. So, I'll partner with anybody. There's a place for everybody. We don't say no very often. We like to accelerate people though in their partnerships and kind of coordinate it so that it's not just a one little program for 20 kids. If you get something good, we want to make sure that all the kids have access to it. It's an equity issue.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So, and the thing about financial literacy, right? We all hear the stories of people that make so many bad, detrimental, you know, financial decisions. And we all know people, you know, most of the kids that will graduate, they will walk into credit cards. They're going to walk into student loans. They're going to walk into buying a house, credit. All these things is going on. And it seems to be a thing that's nationally where you have this national push of trying to get financial literacy in the school. Why something like that is just not just basic education here in America?
Good question. It's a really good question. It's like sex ed or parenting or you know, a lot of things that we assume that we pick up in places is not taught. Business sense. How do you run a business? Not taught. But basic financial literacy, there's a big push nationally to do a better job of educating people in financial literacy, basic things like keeping a checkbook, a simple household budget, what does it mean to sign a contract for a lease or a car loan? How do we know about the time value of money? You know, and I'm not sure why, but we consider the basic core competencies around reading, writing, math, and social studies as like the main thing. But a well-rounded education includes financial literacy as much as how you and I interact, right? So interpersonal relationships. So a lot of schools have incorporated financial literacy into their programming as they go along from elementary school on up. I think typically it's a high school thing, and oftentimes it's taught either in social studies or in health class. But in Aurora, we don't have a place for it. Not yet. Wow. Not yet.
That's why I'm here.
Yep.
Can we change that, right? But and to me, it's always kind of like, you know, we always see as adults, we know like, okay, well, we're going to be facing insurance, credit. You know, what's a credit score? You know, credit card, you know. Because it's like, it's obsolete now to know how to balance a checkbook because a lot of us, most of the kids, they don't know what a checkbook looks like. You know,
but they have a checking account.
They have a checking account with a debit card. But you know, to write a check, you know, how many people are writing checks these days? Not too many. Right. So I said, you know, well, when I look at a lot of adults, you know, people that tune in, that watch, that listen across the globe, you know, a lot of them call in. It's like, wow, I didn't know about investing. I didn't know I could buy a stock. I didn't know I could, you know, because in the earlier years, you know, my parents and grandparents' age, you used to be able to work at a company like Ford and work there for 30 years and retire, get a nice pension. Now these kids, some of them that's that have just graduated, they're not being offered 401ks. And they're like, oh, well, what is this thing? I don't know what this is. So they just turn it away. And it kind of baffles me to say, well, if we know that, you know, like for prime example, the military, anybody that joins into the military, they're going to be offered with a 401k. And that's becoming more and more common. And now you have to pick an investment strategy that you want. And when most people face with things they know nothing about, they just don't do it at all. So it's like, well, I always thought that as I'm teaching people across the globe, they're tuning in, having this thirst for, well, what is this and what is that and what is a mutual fund? What is an index fund? What is, you know, with all these things, I'm like, well, why is this being introduced as a child? Why is this being introduced as like, you know, it's like learning how to put gas in your car or to change the oil in your car.
Right.
It's one of those things, hey, it's just part of being an adult.
And how would you know unless someone teaches you?
Exactly, right? To at least put the seed. You know, I don't want you to, you know, hey, this guy's going to be the next Warren Buffett, which would be awesome. But some people just don't know the basics to do anything to even get started. And it makes your job harder because you have to, like, educate them before you can get them to even talk about finances. Right. But one of the things I wanted to mention is you mentioned before that, you know, here in Aurora, we have a lot of immigrants that come in. And you was talking about, you know, possibly doing something with that.
Adult education.
You mind elaborating on that?
Oh, I'd love to. So that idea is still hanging out there, and I've found partners for the other two pieces. Mm-hmm. So We have over 136 languages spoken in Aurora. Mm-hmm. It is a immigrant refugee settlement community. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of folks coming from a culture where money is not the norm, right? And so they deal in other means for their needs. So to educate them in here and to help the community and help their family, we'd love to put together a parent education of sorts, where maybe very, very basic, 6 weeks at a time, hour and a half each time, in the school, in a place of faith, in a community center, it could be anywhere. A half an hour of financial literacy, a half hour of parenting, and a half hour of wellness and how to connect to our healthcare system and how to prepare healthy meals and be healthy. So yeah, something like that would be amazing to put together and really have that emphasis. One of the three pillars of that as financial literacy.
Oh, definitely. You know, now what are some things what you would need, or something that you want to see happen in the local community? Some things that you're like, I wish I could have this or that. When anybody's out there that's listening, say, well, this is what they're looking for in Aurora.
Well, as far as that parent education goes, the game changer would be someone to step up and say, well, we know a lot of businesses have volunteer hours or community service hours that they encourage. And so if someone would say, we'll dedicate the people on our team an hour a week for 6 weeks to teach this class, and it could be someone different each time, or bring someone to teach in a specialty of your checking account, right, and basic savings, another one of basic contracts and leases and cars, and another one come in for how to save and plan for the future. You know, that could work really, really well, and that would move this thing forward and just be a game changer for the community.
So you pretty much just need volunteer man hours to say, hey, I'm willing to come in and teach financial literacy. I'm willing to come in and teach health. I'm willing to come in and teach, what was it, dieting? It was like health.
The wellness and wellness, health. Yeah.
Doing wellness and health and things like that to, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there who would like that opportunity, just don't know about it, you know. And like you said, if they want to get involved with that, they just reach out to Aurora Public Schools.
Aurora Public Schools, School and Community Services. That's who we are at my office. Mm-hmm. School and Community Services. Yep.
Okay.
We could connect them up. So the other folks involved are some local health hospitals, and there's a local health mental health care systems that are willing to do their part as well for their pillars of that parent education.
Okay. Now, going forward, looking forward, I know that was a great program. I know we spoke about that offline, you know, trying to get that thing set up and things like that or whatnot. And what are some things you see going forward, or some issues that you see with, you know, possibly Aurora Public Schools that are kind of going on?
Well, that's a great question, because we do a couple of programs, and they all start with a needs assessment, right? Mm-hmm. And there's almost unlimited needs out there. So I like to talk in terms of schools, in terms of critical issues.
Got it.
And what would those one, two, or three things for each school be? And I think we've identified them as a district that we're going to work on until we get those right, and then take the next step up. Because it's so easy to go ahead and look at things that are good, great programs, but they don't really fit our plan, and then we get distracted. So when you ask me what the things in Aurora, what would they be, I'd say ask us first before you go get a grant or before you make a plan. Ask us how to get into what we're doing right now, and that'd be the biggest thing. As far as needs go, there's always a great need for basic needs. Okay. Shoes, clothes. We run multiple food pantries in the district and in the area. Mm-hmm. Jobs, internships for students would be an amazing need we have right now. That sector of our district is growing immensely. Our district has our mission is to say that every student will create a successful future, right? Mm-hmm. And so along those lines, every student will have a plan, skills, and credentials to help them achieve their plan, their goals. And so part of that is digital badging or internships. And so we like to think in terms of competency in certain areas. It could be like networking, Cisco. It could be in marketing. You could do an internship at a video production studio. And then they have skills to actually go out after graduation that they can use to get a job. And besides that, the learning that takes place in an actual setting is unmatched. We can't do that in a classroom. So we're looking for business partners. I could name several right now who in the last week we've connected with because of the back to school event.
Right.
But they have said in response to that, what else can we do? Hey, we're going to set an internship up for 5 students.
Wow.
And we think, man, that's amazing. That's amazing. So that right there is probably one of the biggest things we could use in our district.
So for companies to come out and say, hey, pretty much give kids opportunity to intern and to do things inside of a company, to learn, showing up to work, operations, reaching out, doing things like that.
Yep. It could range from just shadowing to apprenticeships. You know, if a business said, I'm not sure how that would look for us, let's just talk, because we could probably do something to expand the experience of students and move them ahead.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of opportunities here that I don't, you know, like myself, when you saw me down at, you know, the Board of Education, I just didn't know. I was pretty new here. I was like, well, I don't know anybody, sure. So let me go down here. Then once I found the resources, I was like, wow, I didn't know, you know, these things are actually being desired for. And, you know, that they could be, people become more involved into the community. Because growing up where I'm from, I would have definitely loved some companies to come in and say, hey, well, we'll intern some kids or things like that or whatnot. So now going forward, as far as with people that are coming to the, you know, the event on back to school, this is done every year, right?
Every year
on the second, it's the first Saturday, right?
It's the Saturday before school starts. So mm-hmm. In our school calendar now, that's the first Saturday of August.
And how many students, what's the student count, estimate of student count in Aurora Public Schools right now?
Total school population students is just under 40,000.
Just up under 40,000. So 40,000 students. And so would you see financial literacy as one of those needs?
I really would, yes. And that's mm-hmm. across the board. I would say beyond students to the parent community. But yes, it would be with students as well.
You'd like to see more financial people involved inside the schools? And
absolutely. It's relevant. You know, it's mm-hmm. one of those things that when you talk money and you talk investing and you talk an education, mm-hmm. learning, not just school education, but learning. They can apply that right now.
Yep. So what about a children's investment club?
That sounds fabulous, Prince.
That sounds fabulous.
Who would do that?
How could we make something like that happen?
You know, I think when we talked just before the show started about getting with the activity director and planning at a club, and then making that club available through our partner APS system and pushing it out to the schools. And all we need then is a sponsor, and I'm sure we'll have the kids to be in the clubs.
Okay. So
is that something that we could compete school to school?
It could be school to school. It could be student to student. Send it to Mr. Buffett. Let him know we got kids in Aurora that's competing, the champions.
I have a feeling those kids are going to know their stuff.
We'll see. We can start a little account for them, like maybe a fake account, and see who can trade the real market, and you know, whatever the case may be, and they can win, or you know, maybe somebody can sponsor them to, I don't know, some Nuggets tickets or some Broncos tickets or whatever, you know,
sure,
like gift cards or whatever the case may be.
Well, if they're good, they may want to hire them. I don't know.
They may.
That's real money.
And then they could become an intern. That's true. You know, he might be my financial advisor. So, but I just think I think that's a great thing to get kids. It gets the brain thinking about, like, wow, you can do this. You can buy stock. You can trade, right, whatever the case can be. And to have people in the local community, maybe they from local financial institutions, that can come in and add pieces to make it a great thing and for kids to compete. And, you know, now what do you think about expos? I know you weren't really too big of a fan of, like, having, like, a financial literacy.
Oh no, Expo. I think they have their place mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah, and if so, here's what I know. If you pay attention to something and give it attention, mm-hmm. and people value it, then other people will pay attention to it also. So if we value financial education, then students will pick up on that and they'll go with it. They'll want to learn about it too. But if we don't care, then they won't care either, right? Mm. So an expo is a way to show that you care and generate a lot of excitement and energy around something. And so for that, I think they're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Yates, is there anything else you want to leave the audience and listeners with?
Well,
that I didn't cover.
I appreciate all the questions you asked, Prince. you had great questions.
Okay.
You mentioned like nuggets, tickets, something like that.
Yes.
So that's another way for anyone to show that they care, whether it's a discount.
I do have nuggets tickets.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That I'm willing to, for this upcoming season, to in the lower bowl in the 100 section to some kids if they, you know.
That sounds great.
I only got one seat for every game.
They have to go alone.
So they gotta go. Hey guys, I gotta catch an Uber to get there.
I'll wait out here for you. Yeah.
So you know, that's my contribution that I could do. You know, with some games.
Well, thank you, thank you.
And then also, you know, LeBron James is going to be here twice because he's you know biggest NBA player. I know you're not a sports fanatic like that, but he's the biggest star, and he'll be here and a couple other teams. So that's something that we could do as well.
I think that's cool. I'm a St. Louis guy, so I'm from St. Louis.
Cardinals fan.
I'm a huge Cardinals fan, and I know this. So I was a good friend with the VP of marketing for the Cardinals. Mm. He was Fred Bird before he was the VP of marketing.
Mm.
Yeah, how about that? But they valued education by saying, if you get straight A's, we'll give you a free ticket to a game.
Wow.
Right? And so it's just a way that's just an illustration of ways that community can value education without being directly involved, and I think it's a win for them because they bring their families with them to the game, right? That's so they fill up the stadium. So it's just an idea, a seed to get started on ways that community can kick in, and that's not just for Aurora; that's everywhere.
Mm, that's awesome, and especially being in a place like Denver where you got 7 pro teams.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're the only markets that have all the pro teams?
I think it's like we're 1 of 3 or somebody that I think I saw that has, you know, all the pro teams. So, but I know I've spoken with the Nuggets a couple of times, but, you know, not having too much luck with the Broncos. So it's kind of
You want the Kroenke Sports Entertainment Group is great. I mean, they're coming to the back-to-school event multiple ways. Avalanche, Nuggets. Yeah, so maybe the Broncos could pitch in and get involved too. I know it's just before preseason starts.
Yeah, you know, it's been a little tough cookie for me to get in over there. So, know the people over there, but I guess they wouldn't know feeling what I was stepping in. I don't know, but yeah, definitely, you know, they'll come along. I think that it's like with anything else. You know, when I started this here, you know, in my bedroom, you know, years and years and years ago, you know, over the time it just grew and grew and grew because people started to talk about it. Other people, you know, like yourself that come on that talks about things that actually impact the school, you know, instead of just talking about, hey, that'd be nice. It's, hey, these are people that can actually make changes here in the local community and to change the pace for the future, you know, and to, you know, what kids, I think by the time these kids get to my age, they'll be uber smart. Especially when it comes down to investing and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love it that you're doing this because it's not a state-driven, legislated thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the way it should be, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Because you care and other people care about financial literacy for everyone. And it's not as a benefit to you as much as it is just a community service. So I applaud you for that. And I really want to help you and other partners like that get involved and get in touch with our kids and help them out.
Definitely. Okay. So, I don't know, went into a whole other segment there. But is there anything else that we forgot that you want to put out there for the live listeners now and the people that are catching this on the playback?
If you're in Aurora, if you're a Aurora Public School family, we hope to see you August 4th and at 10 o'clock in the morning. We do immunizations, lots of the community partners, like I said, and meet your school.
Got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Prince Dykes. This is the Prince of Investing. Once again, thank you guys and girls for tuning in every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. you can catch a guy that looks a little goofy like me here live. But thank you. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out. Thank you.